Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Uh-oh. All right, we have Yankee and Gerrit Cole news.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, the Yankees have until 5 o'clock to make a decision. They could allow Gerrit Cole to get to free agency. They could extend a year on his contract, which would make it a 5-year 180, or they could actually sign him to a brand new contract.
Yes, lay it on us.
All right, all I could do is read a tweet word for word here. John Heyman reports, Gerrit Cole and Yankees have agreed to stay together.
Oh, great. No divorce.
What?
Mommy and daddy will remain together.
I mean, I guess that's all that matters because...
Well, we need the details. Is it attacking on one? Did they make an extension?
Honestly, look, the details...
Well, he's not opting out, though.
So. Yeah.
They're not saying go scratch, right? So
the details are interesting, but in a weird way for right now, they don't mean that much.
No.
Because here's what we know. Here are the facts. Gerrit Cole is going to be a New York Yankee for at least the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. If the Yankees and Scott Boras, shockingly John Heyman had that information, if the Yankees and Scott Boras are agreeing to some kind of difference in the contract, it's probably to bring down the AAV, mm-hmm. which means Gerrit Cole gets more money over a longer period of time, and so his average annual salary is a little bit lower. It helps with the luxury tax, and for Gerrit, it works out because he gets more guaranteed money. So it's either going to be 5 years, 180, or something that's stretched out even longer, which means the New York Yankees have made the decision that they want to be in the Gerrit Cole business for at least the next half a decade.
Got something else?
Yes. So now this is further a minute ago from John Heyman. Gerrit Cole will continue on with his existing agreement with the thought an extension discussion will occur later. Both sides wanted to stay together, so they did. So
there you go.
That's it. They tacked on the year, but they might come to an agreement on extension later.
So, here's what's really interesting about this whole thing. And we talked about...
Gerrit Cole is 34?
34 years old. He is now signed until he's 39 years old.
And they're going to still talk extension?
Because of bringing down the average annual salary.
I see.
Like, that's what... I mean...
I got it. It makes sense.
Yeah. So, Gerrit Cole right now, before this opt-out, was signed through his age 37 season, mm-hmm. making $36 million a year. When he decides to opt out, the Yankees have the ability of tacking on the fifth year, which they're going to do, which I think has always been a no-brainer, even after the elbow injury he suffered. So now Gerrit Cole will make $36 million this year, $36 million in 26, 27, 28, and now will make $36 million in 2029 when he'll be 38 years old.
Right, and after they figure out this Juan Soto situation, they will then address extending him more to give him a pay bump or whatever the heck.
Which is
expanded or whatever the heck it may be.
Right, which is
the luxury tax.
Which is sort of risky because now you're going to be committed to him for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Just to bring down his AAV. It's kind of why they signed DJ LeMahieu to the length of the contract that he did,
mm-hmm.
like the Mets did with Brandon Nimmo. But here's the reality of this. And I think the Yankees were always in this spot where they had no other option, even if you wanted to argue the other option, which is they weren't letting Gerrit Cole go. They can't afford to let Gerrit Cole go. Now, are there concerns about Gerrit Cole over the next 5 years? Absolutely. His velocity's down a tick. His spin rate's down mm-hmm. a tick.
He had the injury at the beginning of the season.
He had the injury. His strikeouts are down a little bit. Like, I get it. And also, he's 34 years old. So it's logical to say, hey, I'm not sure the last 5 years of the contract is going to match the first 5 years of the contract, clearly. But sometimes you still have to make a decision, well, even if you know it probably may not end that well.
Yeah, well, I think the thought process here is that Gerrit Cole, even though he's 34 years old, he still has 2, maybe 3 years of really high-end pitching.
I agree with that,
and
by
so
the way.
Yes. If you're the Yankees and you're looking at some of the core here, including Aaron Judge and some of these young players that are coming up and maybe advancing, whether that be Volpe or Jason Dominguez or whoever it may be, your window for the World Series is probably like 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
So it's exactly in that wheelhouse with where Gerrit Cole is sitting right now. And so even if those last couple of years become a problem per se, you don't care. Especially if you win a World Series in that 3 or 4 year interim that we're talking about.
No doubt.
So that's really what this all comes down to.
And I agree with that. Like, I know that there are other starting pitchers out there. There's Corbin Burns, there's mm-hmm. Blake Snell. And we could play fantasy baseball, right? You could say, well, come on, Ev, Deke, let him go. Just sign Corbin Burns. We don't know mm-hmm. if Corbin Burns can pitch in New York City.
The devil
we have no
you know.
Idea.
It's the devil you know.
Now I admit, as a Met fan, am I willing to take that risk? Of course I am. Mm-hmm. But I also don't have Gerrit Cole right now. So it's different. Same thing with Blake Snell. Blake Snell had a wonderful year last year when he pitched. But it's risky. So I always thought it was the right decision to make. And the only argument I used back in August when we first brought this up is, if you're the Yankees and you believe you can only pay Soto and not Gerrit Cole, which I kind of dispute because it's like, you're the Yankees. You should be able to pay both.
All right. Now, Jeff Passan's done some actual reporting for us on this here.
Wow.
You know.
Jeff
didn't just rush to tweet out something sloppily. Here we go. Right-hander Gerrit Cole is remaining with the New York Yankees on the 4-year, $144 million deal that he opted out of, sources told ESPN. Discussions on a potential contract extension will continue. Essentially, though, it's the same as if Cole did not opt out.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So they did not add the fifth year.
Wow.
So he opted out and got nothing for it?
So it means that the Yankees stared him down and said to Scott Boras, we'll walk away. And then Scott's like, well, let me think about this.
Interesting.
What are we going to get in free agency? Can I guarantee my client will match that 4 years, 144, whatever the exact number is? And maybe Scott realized, you know what? I don't know. He's 34 years old. There's an injury. So the Yankees really won this standoff. If they got him back on the same deal with a quote-unquote promise, we'll talk about an extension. First of all, if you're the Yankees, why would you even talk about an extension? Just to bring down the AAV?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a benefit to that, but you're also guaranteeing more years in all likelihood to a guy who's going to be in his late 30s.
And now this addition, on top of this, the Yankees were guaranteed by agent Scott Boras they will have the right to match any deal for Juan Soto.
Really?
No, I just wanted to see a face.
You can't get fake news like that.
That's real fake news.
I was really more like confused by that.
I was like, really?
Well, sometimes I need to digest things. So I give you the really to let it marinate in my head. Look, we will have a lot of time to talk about Juan Soto. One thing that I know you've come around on, I think everyone's come around on, that I had the strong suspicion of for a long time, and there's nothing wrong with this. Juan Soto is going to the highest bidder. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sure you as a player respect the hell out of
it. Of course. Why not?
Doesn't have to. You didn't have to do
money
that.
Money is not easy to come by.
It's not. So whether
it's that much money.
Excuse me?
Especially that much money. So if you're Juan Soto, you are going to listen to everybody.
No doubt.
Even if you have a, whatever the preference is in your mind, or bias, I should say, whatever bias you might have in your mind, you're listening to everybody.
I think he listens. The only time where I hesitate on is it the last penny is if, let's say, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Diamondbacks have the three highest offers. And Arizona surpasses the Mets and the Yankees by just a couple of million. Juan Soto could say, you know what? I don't want to live in Arizona. I mean,
well, he could want to live in Arizona.
He could love,
some people love Arizona.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
How do you know?
Because I know Juan. I don't really know. I don't know Juan. I have what's it called when you have like this feeling, a really strong feeling? Premonition?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a premonition that Juan Soto don't want to live in Arizona. So if there was a third city that he just did not want to live in, then maybe the last dime wouldn't mean everything.
You think he loves living in New York City?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. I think he's an East Coast guy.
He's an East Coast guy, but yeah. Being East Coast and living in New York City are two very different things.
I think he likes New York City, yes.
So I met Jazz Chisholm at the 9/11 charity day.
Right.
Cantor Fitzgerald does.
Right.
He was a cool kid.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to him about living in New York City. And he was like, oh, man, I love it. Like, I could tell he loved it.
Sure.
Like, legitimately loves the energy of New York City. I don't know if Juan Soto's that kind of guy.
I get the impression he is.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get an impression from him at all.
Well,
I get just a straight baseball baller. That's it.
Yeah, no. I get that, and I get that this free agency is going to be about making records and is going to be about getting the highest, not only average annual salary, but maybe the highest package in the history of baseball. But I think he enjoyed the excitement of New York City. I think he enjoyed...
I'm not talking necessarily as a player. I'm not talking about going to the Bronx. I'm talking about, like, living.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to know that. The only reason I'd say yes is I saw a picture of him at a barbershop once, and he looked like he was really happy.
It's having a good time, though. How do you not have a good time in a barbershop?
Oh, I've had a lot of bad times in a barbershop, let me tell you. It's why we're getting our own Evan and Tiki private barbers next month. So I have no issue with that. But this is really interesting how this whole thing played out. So the Yankees get Gerrit Cole back on his regular contract as if he never opted out.
I'm actually kind of confused by this.
The only explanation is that Cole opted out. The Yankees kind of dared him, like stared at Scott Boras and said, you know, we're really thinking about letting you go to free agency. Boras, who's a very good agent, despite his bad year last year, looked at the market, looked at the ages of Fried and Snell and Burns and said,
all 3 or 4 years younger than him.
Yeah, I think he got concerned and said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to match that. And my client wants to be here, which I think is a huge factor. Gerrit Cole never wanted to leave the New York Yankees. I don't think there's any doubt. So I think while maintaining his client ultimately just wants the best deal possible, I think he looked at free agency as too scary.
Yeah, so they called his bluff. They called his bluff.
Oh, I think Cashman won this thing.
All right.
I know Yankee fans don't like to hear that. I think Brian Cashman just, how do I phrase this? You know what? I'm just going to say it. Excuse my French. I think he just bitch slapped Scott Boras.
I do.
Yeah. I think Brian Cashman just took Scott Boras and said, I know we're going to have our battles in the next few weeks and months.
Yes.
Let me
win this one.
I'm gonna kick your ass. And I think he did. Do you want to give Brian Cashman credit, John?
I am. Brian Cashman's built a team good enough to go to the World Series and be the second best team in baseball. I'm laying off Cashman for an offseason.
Okay.
But go find a way to get Soto done.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really? Really?